Attention, attention. You are listening to In Other News. We are giving you the love of our beautiful radio program, yet you don't even know how we work. Not at me, but the radio in general. How does it work? So sit back and prepare yourself to learn what radio really is. First off, let's go over some tough vocabulary terms that might come up in the next few minutes.
Audio. Acoustic, mechanical, or electrical frequencies corresponding to normally audible sound waves, which are frequencies approximately from 15 to 20,000 Hz. Frequency. The number of cycles per second a wave makes. Amplitude. The extent of a vibratory movement measured from the crest of a wave to the trough of a wave. Continuous sine waves. A type of wave that's crests and troughs are directly proportional to each other. Antenna. A metallic device for emitting or receiving radio waves. A resonator. A hollow metallic container that has a piezoelectric crystal in it, which oscillates due to the oscillations of an outside source. AM radio. Amplitude modulated radio. AM radio is only broadcasted in mono sound, meaning it only has one audio track laid on top of the wave. FM radio. Frequency modulated radio. FM radio is always broadcasted as a stereophonic sound, meaning two tracks are laid on top of the wave.
Now that you know all the terms that might come up, let's start talking about how radio truly works. First, the technician lays an audio track on top of a continuous sine wave. Imagine this to be like an ocean wave with a large surfer riding on its back. Next, this wave is sent through a series of devices that changes the wave's frequency. This makes the wave much longer or shorter. The reason it may be longer or shorter is because a radio wave can be as short as a football or as long as a football field. The wave must be changed into a specific frequency because each station owns its own frequency to broadcast on. The frequencies stations own must be between 88.1 and 107.5. Also, they must have odd endings. The frequencies have been set aside by the FCC specifically for radio stations to use, since there are many other devices that use radio waves. These frequencies stand for the hertz or cycles per second the wave is sent out of the station. Now that the wave has the correct frequency, we have to change its amplitude. Amplitude is how many watts the wave will be sent out with. The more wattage the wave has, the farther the wave will be able to go. Besides the amplitude of a wave, a major factor in the distance a wave will travel is the amount of interference there is. Interference can be anything from buildings to clouds. Most major FM radio stations emit their waves at around 50,000 watts.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.20 watts!
Enough to broadcast over any major city. Since the wave has the correct amplitude and frequency, it is ready to be released into the wild. The station kicks the wave through its antenna and launches it into outer space. So how does your radio find that specific radio wave? It happens through a device in your radio called a resonator, which blocks all forms of frequencies except the one you tuned into. Then a device called a demodulator takes the audio track from the sine wave and sends it to an amplifier. The amplifier re-amplifies the wave to the amount your speakers call for, which then produce audible sound. Now that you know how all this is working, I believe you can go back to the program. For At Me, I'm Noah Megan.